When farmers put seed in the ground each spring, there's a good chance that sometime during that corn hybrid's past, it was growing here. I'll take you to a farm that helps grow the seeds that produce the nation's bounty on this edition of the American Countryside. The Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
On the hills overlooking Honolulu, Bob Starkey oversees a farm for Bayer USA.
What we're doing here is really trying to grow new parent lines or create new hybrid lines. You know, we're using traditional breeding here on this farm. And as we do that, what we're really concerned with is each individual plant, and in some cases, each individual kernel of corn that we're creating.
This work can be labor intensive, as specific crosses are made between plants.
Each individual plant here will be touched at least three times. As the little shoots are emerging, we will put a small bag over that ear or over those silks. And then we'll come back usually about 2 days later and we'll put a bag over the tassel.
The pollen from that tassel will be moved to another plant of interest where it is placed on the silks. Breeding decisions may be made in the fall on the mainland, and those hybrids with the most promise are brought here to increase amounts of seed.
They would send that seed here to Hawaii. We would plant it in October or November, and then our goal would be to have that back to them in March or April.
By growing a winter crop in Hawaii, new lines can be brought to farmers' fields more quickly.
For most things, by the time you develop a new line and then develop the hybrids that come with it, you would be testing it somewhere between 6 to 9 generations.
If needed, these Hawaiian farms could grow 3 or even 4 crops of corn in a year to help testing and propagation move more quickly. What takes place in Hawaii influences future yields across the country and quite possibly around the globe.
We're able to look more closely at how genes interact in the environment and also trying to understand what types of beneficial traits do they bring to plants.
But this farm does have some unique challenges, including the fact it could be a few thousand miles to get spare parts. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Kania, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.